Merry Christmas. I'm allowed to say it now. pretty day out there. Enjoy the weather while it lasts. They do say it's supposed to be snowing by tomorrow afternoon. And off and on flurries most of the week. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. We certainly did. A couple things I wanted to mention. Gideons have, whom we support, Gideons, they're the ones that put the Bibles in the motels, hotels, hospitals, hand them out on college campuses, and give scriptures, the Bible, to tribes and all kinds of people all over the world. So they have this program for this month. It's called Birthday for Jesus. And you can purchase Bibles to be given out, and you're funding their ministry. And when you do that, you get a Christmas tree ornament that you can hang up on your tree. You fill out the information on the back, or you can put it up on the wall. You can put this envelope with your money into the offering plate anytime this month, and it will get to them at the first of the year. And you'll find these in a display holder on the counter out in the narthex. Also, today is the last day to order your serving trays, cooking pans that come with lids, and you pick out what kind of art you want imprinted on them, and then you give them your name, and they imprint your name on the lid or on the side of the glass. They etch it. There's all kind of utensils you can buy. These pamphlets are available in the assembly room. There's two pamphlets, one that describes the product and then the order form. And these monies go to support our youth group. And today is supposed to be the last day you can order for these. So those are available. Then last but not least, you'll see some of these posters in the assembly room. If you have some place to hang them up near you or put them on a phone pole even, help yourself, take some with you. Spread the word that there is a free lunch with Santa here on Saturday the 15th. From 2 to 5 p.m. There'll be music, there'll be stories, games, crafts, hot dogs, chips, hugs, and water, and cookies. And you can also purchase a picture with Santa for $5, and that photo will be taken by McKay Photography, and that money goes to support the youth ministry. If you have any questions, ask Pastor Ron, but that's Lunch with Santa, Saturday the 15th from 2 to 5. We have some other announcements. Sometimes we got a lot of things going on, so please make sure you mark your calendars. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks that we are not a club, but that we are the body of Christ, active in our community, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, making disciples, and bonding with one another for your honor and glory and praise. Thank you. Thank you, God, that as your children, you dwell among us. So guide us and direct us in the way that you would have us go, O Lord God. Pour out your Spirit upon us. Fill us with the revelation truth of Jesus Christ. Fill us with love for one another, and especially with love for you. For we ask it all in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, Amen. And the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Let's pass that peace to one another.
Good morning, church. As you make your way back to your seats, I'll take just a few minutes to give you the mission and ministry of our church through announcements and various other suggestions. If you would like information about the church, I'm looking out there. I don't see any visitors, but if you would like information, please see the pastor, please see any of our ushers, or if you so desire, you can get a packet of information hanging from the shepherd's crook immediately out the double doors. I would ask that you sign the registration page this morning. It's in your red folder located at the end of each pew. Please sign that and then bring it back to the center aisle. Also, if you have a prayer request this morning, there are 3x5 index cards in those red folders. Complete that and put it in a clear holder, and the ushers bring that forward to Pastor Bruce. Our memory verse for November, we are in the last Sunday in November. That memory verse is located at the front page, top center of your bulletin. Join now, and let's recite that twice through. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. We do have a variety of announcements. Pastor Bruce has already highlighted a few. I will follow up just with a few additional important ones. A message from our outreach committee. They would like to convey gratitude for the continued support of our outreach ministries. We were able to provide food in Thanksgiving baskets for 25 families. A reminder that the Operation Reindeer, that's gifts for the Torrance State Hospital residents, those are due today. And our Angel Tree, it's up and decorated. It's immediately out in the narthex to the right. You can choose from stars and angels. The stars are gift cards that primarily at the food stores, local food stores, to help provide a Christmas meal. And angels have specific gifts for the children with regard to sizes and other needs. So please check out the Angel Tree. Also a reminder, poinsettia orders that adorn our sanctuary. I believe they poinsettia order forms are in the bulletin, and if you want to have a poinsettia, please complete that form as soon as possible and get your payment in so that you too can have a poinsettia. And then a message from Lisa. Lisa has been our children's Christmas Eve coordinator for quite a number of years, and that is at our 5:30 Christmas Eve service that is focused on the children. And this year, they are having a Grinch, Helping Grinch Find Christ in Christmas. That is the children's production. So Lisa will be on the narthex level, that's just one level down, the K-4 Sunday school area, to sign your child up, to answer any questions or provide anything else that you might want. And she wants me to remind you that is in past years, as in past years, there will only be one rehearsal. So Lisa seems to be able to wave some magic Christmas dust and get those kids all coordinated in a one rehearsal. So if you have any questions, please see Lisa today immediately after church. And again, as Pastor does, there are plenty of announcements in the bulletin. Please check that. Mark your calendars. We have lots going on in the life of our church, especially during the upcoming Advent season. And I would now ask that you turn your hearts in.
Speaking of announcements, this coming weekend is a jam-packed weekend for us, really kick off the Advent season. And I just want everybody to be aware that we're going to have our, December 6th, we'll need people here between 1 and 1:30 to help bring in 250 bags of groceries and vouchers that we're going to put up on the stage. They're being delivered to us. That's for Salvation Army. And then December 7th, we're going to have our open house, and that'll take place from 6 to 7:30 here in the church. And we're going to have a lot of groups that will be in here doing their thing. We'll provide refreshments and somebody to take people on a tour of the church, most likely Phil. And so we need to spread that word. We need to invite our friends and neighbors to come down. It's the first year we'll be doing this. We need to make sure we have people here that want to take the tour. And that'll be all taking place during the cookie tour, which will be happening in town. So please come on out that night. You can tour through downtown here and look at all the stores and pick up some free cookies and then bring somebody up here to tour the church. And perhaps you yourself have never been through all the church. Well, that's what this tour is. We'll take you top to bottom and show you all the rooms. And then on that same night, we'll be setting up at 6 o'clock. We'll be setting up for the giveaway down in the gym. So then the next day, December the 8th, we will have our giveaway from 9 till noon. So spread the word for that. It's for everybody, rich and poor alike, for everybody. Come out and see what we got to give away. And then the next day on December 9th, Sunday at 7 o'clock, we will have the Irwin Male Choir here. And there'll be refreshments. We need cookies for that. So lots of things going on next weekend. Please mark your calendars. Thank you.
And one quick announcement. Today is Hanging of the Greens. So Diane welcomes everyone, even if you have not signed up. There are plenty of pizza places and other food things that we could quickly run out if we need some additional food. So today is Hanging of the Greens. Even if you have not signed up to help with that ministry, please, you are welcome. Many hands make a quicker job. And now I do ask that you turn your hearts and your minds to God as our worship begins. I would ask that you please stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response to my prompt from Psalm 145. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love.
The Lord is good to all. His compassion is over all his creation.
All your work shall give thanks to you, O Lord.
Your faithful ones shall bless you.
They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom.
And tell of your power.
To make known to all people your mighty deeds.
And the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom.
And your kingdom endures throughout all generations.
Please remain standing for hymn of praise number 715 in your red hymnal.
Rejoice the Lord is good.
ho, 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 Merry Christmas. I love the outfit. Sick. Thank you. Okay. Who loves us? Jesus loves us. Bunches and bunches. Oh, I'm going to tell you. Come on with me. Yeah, that's just a few snacks here. Hey, Mike. Let's say, for instance, I want you to use your imagination, though it doesn't take a lot of imagination to picture Mike as king. We want to picture him as a king. This is King Michael. Okay? How do you think we should approach King Michael? What do you think we should do? Say he just came walking in and we were standing here and King Michael came into this room. What should we do? What do you do for a king? Bow. Maybe we should bow, curtsy. Maybe we should even kneel. If we were sitting, we would stand. I mean, that's what you would do for a king. And he might even say, kiss my ring. We'll let that slide, okay? So he could be king, and we would treat him with a lot of respect, right? And if he told us to do something, would we have a choice? No, you don't have a choice when it comes to a king. You got to do what the king tells you. Thank you, Miss Diane. Okay, come on up here. Sit. The reason I bring this up today is because today is Christ the King Sunday on our calendar. Christ the King Sunday. Now, Jesus is king every day of the year, but today we make special notice of it. We celebrate it in a special way, because Christ is king and deserves our praise. And we don't always treat Christ as king. Sometimes we treat Christ as a benevolent Savior who loves us and puts up with our mistakes, and we don't always have to do what he tells us to do. And if it's not easy, he'll forgive us, because we won't do it. But today we're looking at the fact that Jesus is king. He's the king. And that's important for us to know, and it's important for us to tell other people. Jesus isn't just anybody, but he is king. Okay. Let's settle up. Okay. There you go. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that fills us with the revelation truth of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the kingship of your Son Jesus in our lives. Thank you that we are your children. And we ask that you would guide us, pour out your Spirit upon us. Guide us and direct us in the way that you would have us go. And touch us all with a healing touch. For we ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said,
Amen.
Amen.
Children of dust and feeble and
Thank you, choir. The word of God this morning is taken from the New Testament, from the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 4b through 8. That's Revelation 1, 4b through 8. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, every one who pierced him, and all tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. This ends the reading of the Holy Word. I would now ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and Lord, we give you thanks for this opportunity to show our gratitude, truly our thankfulness for all the blessings that you've given to us. Lord, we give unto you these tithes and these offerings in the faith and hope that you will bless and multiply them and use them as you see fit through the ministries of this church for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ to a broken world. And we ask, God, that you would bless each gift and each giver. Bless those who were able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Lord, please be seated. Anybody have a joy that they're just bursting at the seams to share? Okay, having family over here from Japan, Japanese family. Welcome again. Other joys.
Chocolate pie.
Indoor plumbing. It was a joy for our charge conference. Went very well. The district superintendent, Pat Nelson, had a lot of wonderful things to say about the church and all of the ministries and outreach that we're doing in the community. Thanksgiving was a joy. Being with friends and family, eating too much, good time. Anybody else have a joy that they want to share? Yes. Okay, met your dad's brother. Okay, 67 years. Wow. Wow, that's special there. Wow. Anybody else have a joy? Yes. Yeah. I love when you're looking for something and you find something else. You know. For all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Okay, pens and pencils, my homework, your homework. Let's not insult God by saying it's up to somebody else. God has given us the awesome privilege of having his ear and the prayers really make a difference. It can be the one that breaks the dam, that just lets the blessings of God flow on somebody. So we want to remember Luke, Megan's parents, Jim's dad, Uncle George, Corey and Allison, Brody, Matt and family, Cheryl, having surgery on Friday. Lift her up in your prayers. FUMC, our church. Pray for God's anointing to be upon us. Pray for the good old U.S. of A. Pray for our country and our country's leaders. Pray for those who are lost, who don't know Jesus. Nothing more important than that, salvation. I ask you to pray for Bonnie as she continues to battle the crud. Pray for those who are suffering from depression and anxiety. It's a really rough time of the year for those folks. Bruce and Nellie. Bruce ended up in the hospital yesterday with what appeared to be a mini stroke. And he's still in Westmoreland Hospital. Nellie's here in the back. So keep them in your prayers as they run some more tests for Bruce. Shirley Jeffers. Previous mother-in-law, she passed away Wednesday, and I'll be doing the funeral tomorrow. I have viewing today. Shirley Orr, if you know her, viewing is today 2 to 4, 6 to 8, and then funeral's tomorrow at 11 at the funeral home. Let's pray for the victims of the forest fires and weather. Let's not forget them, even though they're not in the news. Pray for Lou, having a procedure done. Lift up all those who are traveling, a lot of that going on this time of the year. All those hunters that will be out in the woods picking out their spots today and hunting for the next couple of weeks. Keep them in your prayers. Let's come against the opioid epidemic. Pray for our addicts, their family and friends. There's a real evilness about that. Pray for David in Virginia. Suzanne and Misha. Anybody else? Ben, 2 years old, they think he has pneumonia. Pray for Ben. Dave? Okay, Dave. Unspoken, raise your hand. God sees that hand. God knows the details. And for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, we thank you for our many blessings. Forgive us whenever we take them for granted. And Lord, we lift up into the light and love of your presence all the requests that we've made known here today, spoken, those that have been written down, those that are unspoken. Lord, we believe that you are greater than any problem that we have or anybody else has. We believe, God, that you love us and that your word is living and alive and it will not return unto you void. And so we stand upon your word, which tells us that the chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus, and by his stripes we are healed. It tells us that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We don't care what anybody says. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible. By his stripes we are healed. Thank you, Lord. We have favor with God and man. Hallelujah. And so, God, we pray that you'll do a mighty work in each and every situation here, in each and every person's life. Bless them, deliver them, and heal them. Because we believe in you, God. We believe. Help our unbelief. And we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. It's that time. Let us stand, if you're able, for the reading of the gospel according to John. It's John 18, beginning with verse 33. Let us hear the word of the Lord. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus, and asked him, Are you the king of the Jews? Is that your own idea, Jesus asked, or did others talk to you about me? Am I a Jew? Pilate replied. Your own people and chief priest handed you over to me. What is it you have done? Jesus said, My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place. You are a king then, said Pilate. Jesus answered, You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. We'll let Simon the Zealot tell you this. If you've seen the Last Supper, remember Simon the Zealot, he sits on the end of the table, and one of the 12 disciples. Being this is Christ the King Sunday, I love the way Simon, the part that we portray, I love the way it says it. My name is Simon. Some people call me Simon Zelotes. Before Jesus called me, I belonged to a group of hot-headed, bloodthirsty revolutionaries known as the Zealots. We were all for armed rebellion against Rome. We believed in crushing our enemies under our heels and establishing the ancient glory that was Israel's in the days of David and Solomon. And yet Jesus told us about another kind of kingdom, the kingdom of the human heart, where God reigns supreme. He has shown us that it is the only true, lasting, and sincere conquest. Since I have heard him, I have changed my mind and also my allegiance. I have given him my deepest devotion and my highest loyalty. I have surrendered myself completely to him, to think his thoughts, to serve as he serves, and to love as he loves. Oh, now this surrender has not imprisoned me, but rather it has set me free for the first time in my life. And I'm not afraid of Rome any longer. Oh, Rome is mighty, but God is almighty. And we will conquer Rome by outliving and outloving her in the name of the God whom Jesus has revealed unto us. Jesus, whom we call our Lord and Savior. There's more to the part, but Jesus has shown us another kind of kingdom, the kingdom of the human heart where God reigns supreme. Jesus is king in the human heart. Not just one day a week, not one day a year, not just during Christmas and Easter. Jesus is king not only of the human heart, but our human heart every day of the year. And Jesus deserves our absolute loyalty, our obedience, our respect, because he is a king above all kings. He is the almighty king. And if a true king, if we lived under a king, and I'm not talking about Trump. If we lived under a king, and a king walked in here right now with his royal crown on his head and his robes, and he had his guards with their armor and weapons come in with him, and he were our king, we would all kneel, give him awe and respect. We would hang on his every word and do what we were told to do. And Jesus is far above any king of this world. Jesus didn't just tell us what we had to do, but Jesus set the example for us to follow all the way to the cross. And so on this day, Christ the King Sunday, especially, he deserves our worship and our praise, our obedience, our awe. Because Jesus is king. King over all the world. King over sickness and pain and suffering. King over death. He is also the king of choices and desires. He is the king in our relationships. He's the king in our homes, in our marriages, in the raising of our children, in our church. He is the king of our bank accounts. He is king when we go out and run into the stranger on the street. We are the children of the Most High God, children of the King, and we need to live our lives that way. We need to bow down and worship Jesus. Give him the real respect that Jesus deserves. John 14:15, Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey my commandments. And then in Acts, it says that there is no other name given under heaven by which we must be saved. At the name of Jesus, the Bible says, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. He is King. Amen? Jesus the Christ, the living Son of the living God, is King. Amen?
Amen?
We're getting better. Jesus, if he's King of your life, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. God loves you and so do I. Let's stand and sing. We will glorify the King of Kings. Well, if you are thankful for all the blessings that God gave you, all the blessings that you have right now, raise your hand. And if you are thankful for your salvation and you love the Lord your God, Jesus is your King, raise the other hand. Give them a shake. Say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, we're getting there, God. We're getting there. You know that doing this, this is how we kneel before God. Yeah. It's a scriptural. Raising holy hands. It's not something we're comfortable with doing. It's something you hear me talk about every now and then. I can't tell you enough that this will set you free. When Jesus is King, everything else pales in comparison. And you don't sweat the small stuff because you are a child of the Most High King. If God be for us, who can be against us? So, dear Heavenly Father, pour out your Spirit upon us and help us by the power of your Spirit to go out and live life, every situation, every day, as if the King were right there with us. Your will be done in us and through us, Lord. And now, God, we pray your blessings upon our time of decorating, for we do it because you are the King. In Jesus' name, and all of God's children said,
Amen.
Amen.